We are about to give you an opportunity to meet some students who I think you're going to enjoy getting a chance to meet them. They're involved with the Young Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, and they are just about, actually, they're here. It's me that's getting ready at the moment. And now that I'm ready, I can actually welcome them. And first thing I want to do is just give you a sense of who's here so you can meet each of our students and learn a little bit more about Youth Shakespeare. And then we have a couple dramatic works to share with you. But first, let's meet everybody. Sydney, I'll start with you. You're going to want to pull that mic a little bit closer to you. Tell me a little bit about, I'll let each of you introduce yourself. If you have a shout out, perfect time to do it. But I guess I'm curious also what's drawn you to be part of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Sydney, and I am the managing director of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, and I play Florizel in our upcoming Winter's Tale. I have a shout out to my sister, Sienna. She's also in the Winter's Tale. She could not be here today, sadly, but she is great and a lovely sister.
Wonderful. And let's meet Cameron next.
Of course. I'm Cameron. I'm the director, and I also play the character of Time. I got drawn to Youth Shakespeare from a friend who I'd like to shout out, Felicia, who goes to my school, and she is also part of a production as King Leontes, but she also could not make it today.
And you're in City of Bridges.
And I go to City of Bridges High School. Yes, yes, yes. And I've directed some shows before, so this was a really lovely chance to do it with this organization. I've been having a good time.
Terrific. Now we go to Air.
Hi, I'm Air. I'm playing Hermione in A Winter's Tale. My shout out is going to be to my partner, Connor, who has brought me to the lovely place of Pittsburgh. I've just moved here, and so I'm having a wonderful time getting to know the theaters around here. And I've been very excited to dabble in Shakespeare once again.
Well, we should say where you moved from.
I just moved here from Santa Cruz, California.
And is this your first time east?
This is my first time east. This is my first time living anywhere with snow. I'm loving it. I made several snow angels and snowmen.
And you're living in the Strip District, it says here, which
I am.
Is going to be great.
It is great. It's very lovely. I love to see the Allegheny River right out my window. And so, the Strip is so lively.
So did Connor... Does he have family here?
My partner does not have family here. Connor is going to CMU as a voice student in the... They're doing their master's degree in opera performance at CMU, and I wanted to come closer to the East Coast and also pursue more performance opportunities.
Well, that's great. Here's hoping that you stay here. I hope you will. We'll do everything
we can. I hope so, too. I quite like it so far.
That's great. And next to Air is River.
Hi, my name is River Beckus. I play Polixenes and Antigonus. And I would like to give a shout out to my original Shakespeare coach, Mr. Jeffrey Chips.
Nice to meet you. You're a neighbor of mine. I live in Avalon, not far from Bellevue. And in fact, your play is going to be staged in the Avalon Bellevue area as well. Finally, we are going to welcome Henry. Hello.
Hi. My name is Henry. I'm 11, and I decided to do... Oh, sorry, huh. I am Camilo in A Winter's Tale and one of the guards. I have been drawn to Shakespeare about 3 years, and I decided to go with this company just because I didn't have anything else going on this winter. And I'd like to thank my parents, who are always able to drive me to rehearsal.
That's... Very important. It's not always easy to get transportation to do all the things you want to do. Now, we're going to hear a monologue. I don't know, is the monologue from Winter's Tale? And we also have a scene from The Winter's Tale, not A Winter's Tale, The Winter's Tale. Who can tell me a bit about what we need to know about the play before doing the monologue. Yes. And everybody has turned to camera.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to actually do the scene first, because that's what comes first in rotation,
okay.
If that's right with you.
Oh, of course.
So the play, I would say, is about a jealous king called Leontes. And basically, as his suspicion grows, he sort of ruins the life of both himself and the people around him by the end of the first act of a show. And first half of a show, might be. What's unique about the show is that it's set in two different seasons during the first and second half of the show. The first half is set in winter and is a tragedy, and the second half is set in summer and is a comedy. So we only have parts from the first half today, but the first scene I would like to introduce is between Polixenes, a king as well, and a childhood friend of Leontes, and the royal cupbearer for Leontes' kingdom, Camillo. Leontes has just told Camillo to poison Polixenes for an alleged affair that Polixenes has with his queen Hermione, which didn't actually happen, but it is all in Leontes' suspicions. Camillo is still warring with himself, but eventually decides he doesn't want to do it and wants to tell Polixenes about it. So that's the scene we'll have today. And if you want for him to get started.
Yes, who are the actors doing this? We have River. And River's going to be with Air. Do I have that?
River is plays Polixenes, and Henry plays Camillo.
Oh, River and Henry. So whenever the two of you are ready, we're ready for you.
How, most royal sir?
What news, I the court?
None rare, my lord.
Now, I met the king with customary compliment, when he, wafting his eyes to the contrary and falling, a lip of much content, speeds from me, and which leads me to consider what is breeding that changes thus his manner.
I dare not know, my lord.
How? Dare not? Do not. Do you know and dare not? Be intelligent to me, 'tis whereabouts, for to yourself, what you do know, you must and cannot say. You dare not.
There is a sickness which puts some of us in distemper, but I cannot name the disease, and it is caught of you that yet are well.
How? A sickness caught of me? And yet I will, I beseech you. I must be answered that thou declare what incendiary thought scal guess of harm is creeping towards me. How far off? How near? Which way to be prevented? And if not, which way to bear it?
Sir, I will tell you. Therefore mark my counsel, which must be even as swiftly followed as I mean to utter it. Or both yourself and I cry lost, and so good night.
On good, Camillo.
I'm appointed him to murder you.
By whom, Camillo?
By the king.
For what?
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, and that's where our scene snippet ends. Anything more you can find out by watching the show.
Excellent. And you guys, you both did a wonderful job, especially bringing those characters to life on the radio in an audio form. Again, that was River and Henry in those roles. Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh's production of The Winter's Tale is at the Greenstone United Methodist Church, and it's December 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday. 7 o'clock both nights, and then also 2 o'clock on the 14th. Actually, do I have that right?
It's not quite 2 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Just 2 o'clock. Okay, so
it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's my notes that seem to have an error in them. So December 12th and 13th at 7, and then.
Also at 7 on the 14th.
Oh, the 14th is also at 7. Got it. Got it. And you can learn more at youthshakespearepgh.org. Now, you've got a monologue to share with us too?
Our second thing will be a monologue from Air, who plays Hermione, and this is a scene from her advocating herself to the court, where Leontes has assumed that Hermione is also part of this affair, of course, and that's not a true thing that happened, but it's in his jealousy and his suspicion. And this is Hermione's monologue advocating herself to the court.
And here is Air with that monologue.
Since what I am to say must be but that which contradicts my accusation, and the testimony on my part no other than what comes from myself, it shall scarce boot me to say not guilty. Mine integrity being counted falsehood shall, as I express it, be so received. But thus, if powers divine behold our human actions as they do, I doubt not then but innocence shall make false accusation blush and tyranny tremble at patience. You, my lord, best know, who least will seem to do so, my past life hath been as continent, as chaste, as true, as I am now unhappy, which is more than history can pattern, though devised and played to take spectators. For behold me, a fellow of the royal bed, which owe a moiety to the throne, a great king's daughter, the mother to a hopeful prince, here standing to prate and talk for life and honor for who please to come and hear. For life, I prize it as I wear grief, which I would spare. For honor, 'tis a derivative from me to mine, and only that I stand for. I appeal to your own conscience, sir, before Polixenes came to your court, how I was in your grace, how merited to be so, since he came with what encounter so uncurrent I have strained to appear thus. If one jot beyond the bound of honor, or an act, or will, that way inclining, hardened be all the hearts that hear me, and my nearest of kin cry fie upon my grave.
Well, there you heard Air with a monologue from Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. So let me turn back to Cameron. We've heard some scenes, which is typical. But in a lot of theater companies for youth, there are adults or, you know, professional people filling all the behind-the-scenes roles and kind of doing everything to simply make it possible for the actors. One thing that's very different from my view about Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh is this is 100% youth-driven, and can you explain a bit about what folks do behind the scenes?
Yes, of course. Most of the people that we have working behind the scenes are all under college aged. A lot are in high school, stuff like that. And what I like most about it is that it really gives the opportunity for teenagers or young adults to get the experience that they wouldn't otherwise get and stuff like that. For example, like our costumer is 15 years old and she's interested in going to fashion school in New York. So being able to do costumes for the show and sew and hem and stuff like that gives a good portfolio for her. So it's all just like really lovely to be able to let this experience be given to all teenagers. You know, it's also nice to be able to see all the lovely ideas that people have in the room. It feels a lot more collaborative when they're all around the same age, and it really feels like you're working together as a unit instead of having someone as a hierarchy.
Anybody have anything they'd like to add about the difference of this particular organization's approach to theater?
I think Cam said a lot about it. The Youth Shakespeare Society is definitely here to help give people chances, because usually in the world you can't get anywhere without having been somewhere first, and so it can be very frustrating. So we're here to give people both a behind the scenes and on stage look and get to engage with Shakespeare text in a way they might not in the classroom.
Well said. Please.
What I really enjoy about working with this company is that I have graduated college and I have mostly done musical theater and opera, but wanting to dabble back in Shakespeare is a difficult thing to do, especially having not done it for close to 5 years. And so this was a really nice opportunity to get some monologues and refamiliarize myself with Shakespeare's text and his stories. And it's been so fun to collaborate with everybody. And everybody has such amazing ideas. And it's just been so inspiring to be here and to witness everybody fall in love with Shakespeare being so young and how wonderful everybody has been doing. It's been very, very impressive and such a great opportunity to meet everybody and learn more about the Berg.
You just heard an order from Camera and Sydney and Air. Let me check with River and Henry. Anything either of you would like to add?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you just the same for being here. I'm going to turn back to Cameron and ask you to recap how folks, the times and dates, the location is Greenstone United Methodist Church, which is in Avalon, easy to get to. It's right off of the Parkway North or State Route 65.
Yes. And it's going to be on Friday the 12th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m., and Sunday the 14th at 7 p.m.
Now, before I let the five of you go, I'm curious, why do you think theater is important for youth to experience, whether it be in a production or actually simply watching a production as live theater? And I can see River immediately has something to say to that effect.
As a child who started it, my voice is very bad today. As a child who started in theater since he was like 4 or 3 years old, I think it really helps build the confidence that you need for just so much in your life, other than theater, really, or even stage crew. If you like tech or you just like having control over the back of the stage, I think those that way of thinking helps in so many other aspects in your life.
That's well stated. And thank you for working through having a sore throat. I've had to do that many a days as of late, especially this time of the year. I noticed when you were performing, you really were able to work through that, which, I admire. That had to be tough to do. Any other thoughts as to why? Why is drama, whether it be working behind the scenes on stage or simply taking in music or a play, why that matters when you're a teen?
I guess it's a way to put on a show. Like, a lot of kids, they'll, like, make art and show it to their parents. But it's a really great opportunity to show it, like show an experience, like a TV show.
Yeah, a way to be creative that really there are, not that everybody can draw, but if drawing is your thing, you can get the materials and you can draw. Chances are, if you're playing a musical instrument, you could do it. But here, you really need an organization or some kind of relationship in order to make that happen. I get what you're saying. That's Henry. Anybody else in terms of it? I see Sydney's got something to say.
Yes. In terms of watching theater, I always find it very unique experience from consuming any other type of content. You go to the theater, you become an audience, you see it live. Any mistakes made on stage are mistakes made on stage, and you saw them. Congratulations, you caught us. But yes, everything is live, and performing live is also something very unique. Like I said, mistakes get made on stage, and you have to find a way to recover from them or behind the scenes, stuff can go wrong. But when everything goes right, it is a fantastic feeling.
And now Air is here.
Yeah, going off of that, one of the things that I absolutely love about theater is the live aspect of it. Living in such a digital age right now, especially with such short-form content, it's such a different experience to go to a theater and sit down and have an experience for several hours. Experience a story with people on stage, experiencing the same emotions of the audience members around you, and really feeling like you're a part of something. And it's just always so nice to have an opportunity to be in the moment, whether it be laughing or crying and experiencing a human connection just across a stage through the audience. And we energize each other as actors and audience members. And so it's very lovely and a very unique experience to have that connection.
Oh, so well spoken. And we just have a couple more minutes, but Henry, go ahead.
I have something to add to that. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to get more experience with, like, socializing. And I think it just really helps younger audiences.
Wonderful. And Cameron, we're going to let you bring us to a close.
I'd love to. I think as someone who's worked in directing, tech theater, and acting, and of course watched many a show, I think theater is something that's so lovely about it is that it's absolutely for everyone. You can find a community anywhere, any personality, if you're shy, if you're friendly, any sort of like interest, you can always like find someone there for you in whatever group you want to be in. So I think the sense of community is really, really important. And I think it's just so lovely to have such a tight-knit 2-month group that can really just put on something together. I think that's really lovely.
Youth Shakespeare PGH.org is how you can learn more. And once again, The Winter's Tale will be at the Greenstone United Methodist Church December 12th and December 13th at 7 o'clock both nights, and on December 14th at 2 and 7.